Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back to 7 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for hanging out with me, having a great visit with our good friends Claire Villarosa and Donald Hunter. We're celebrating Black History Month here in this half hour. I want to talk about black entrepreneurship, but before we do, I want you to each give us your websites. Donald Hunter, what's your website, please?
www.donaldhunterfinancial.com.
All right, so check it out. And Clara, you got a website?
www.claravillarosa.com.
Villarosa has one L, and two L's.
Two L's.
And Clara, your new book's coming out. You got a new one coming out soon.
The 23rd of February.
All right, and what's it called?
Words of African-American Heroes.
All right. I like that. We'll talk about it on the show when it comes out. All right. I want to take this segment and talk about entrepreneurship, black entrepreneurship. Where is it, Don? Is it growing? It hasn't been one of the strong parts of the marketplace for generations now. Where is it right now, do you think?
I think it's in the same place it's been over the last 30 years.
In the doldrums?
Yes, but I think one of the good things about the economic downturn is maybe more African-Americans will be forced into going into and starting their own businesses.
Right. What do you think, Claire?
The statistics have shown that African-Americans, proportionately, a large number of them do start businesses, but what happens, their businesses fail within the first 2 years, and their businesses tend to be small and home-based.
Yeah.
Their businesses don't grow significantly.
Mm-hmm.
I think in the downturn, you may see more proportionately going into business, but we're still going to see that same trend, which is the businesses not being as successful, number one, and two, the businesses being very small and sole proprietorships.
What is the reason why now the Hispanic community, the Asian communities, those other minorities, they've really done a lot better
in
entrepreneurship. And that's a good point. And white women have done a lot better with the entrepreneurship growth. Why do you think, Donald, that black entrepreneurs have not grown as much as others?
I think it's the education around how to really run a business and getting access to that education. I think it's also, Claire just brought up the point of the businesses are small. I think they need to collaborate more and think about how to work with others in terms of creating their businesses. So the collaboration and the education, I think, are two main points.
Right. Claire, what do you think?
Well, in the beginning, I never saw African-American entrepreneurs. That wasn't something I saw in my community.
But they saw you.
They saw one. They didn't see enough.
Yeah.
There wasn't a conversation about business around the table.
But that should be history, shouldn't it? Shouldn't the axe be laid to the root of that history?
And so nobody knew that we had been involved in business, and that we could be involved in business. Growing up in my family, one of the things my father said over and over, he never talked about business. Get a job, keep the job, and retire.
Right. That was the case in my history. I mean, I was white blue collar, upper lower class, maybe something like that. My dad, when I graduated from college, my dad made $12,000 that year, I think. I mean, from high school. We didn't have a lot of money. So I had the same thing. Nobody ever said anything to me about starting a job, about starting a business. But I never thought I couldn't, Donald. And
right.
Are you saying that you think that it's just not, it's either too many young black people are not?
Well, lot of people start businesses based on their work history as well. And that could be a factor in the types of jobs that you do. And so if you look at the types of businesses, and I don't have the data, but if you look at the type of businesses that African-American entrepreneurs are starting, the failure rate for that type of business is probably very high.
It is, and I know question. Ladies, Claire and Donald, it seems to me that what we've said here, you guys tell me if you agree quickly, is that we need to have more understanding of what your ancestors went through, and what their perseverance are that created the shoulders that Black Americans stand on right now. But don't let that define you going forward. What do you think, Clara?
That's excellent. And not only doesn't it define you, but how do we permeate within the African American community that you can?
Right. Donald, quickly, your thoughts.
I think we need to look at it for each of ourselves, decide on what's positive from it, use that, and move forward.
Exactly. Well said. Clara Villarosa, Donald Hunter, thank you for helping us celebrate Black History Month. We'll see you guys next time. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.